This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. About 500 people are hospitalized in Colorado with respiratory viruses. CPR health reporter John Daly has the latest.
That figure includes more than 200 with the flu and nearly 170 for RSV. More than 60 are hospitalized with COVID-19. For weeks, the total figure has been in the hundreds. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says, fortunately, peaks of COVID and flu didn't happen simultaneously.
If we had seen a large wave of COVID at the same time we saw this large wave of influenza, I think that would have been particularly challenging for our healthcare system.
She says it's not too late to get vaccines for all three. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Copper Mountain Ski Resort wants to expand by 500 acres and build the highest elevation ski lift in North America. It's one of several Colorado resorts that have recently expanded or plan to. Peter Landsman runs Lift Blog, a website about the ski lift industry. He says the state's ski areas are competing with Utah's resorts.
So I definitely think if Colorado wants to stay on top or as high profile as it's had, that they need to keep up improving their mountains because skiers really like new things.
Approval could take years. And a grass fire burning east of the Colorado Springs Airport at this hour has prompted evacuations, including Schriever Space Force Base. The Colorado Springs Fire Department says 4,000 acres has burned there. Meanwhile, fire crews also responded to another fire near Garden of the Gods. That fire has now been contained. This is CPR News.